Hi, I'm John David Miller, and this is YesWise Insights. YesWise Insights is a program of YesWise Education Service where we also have holistic learning modules, consultations, and seminars. And on the first Wednesday of the month, the real world live question and answer and chat. And we also have resources and archives at wearemore.com, yeswise.com. Find all of that through there. We're supported by Natural Health Enterprises at reallywell.com, where we have natural health information, the Northern Edge Organic Flaxseed, other superfoods, and much more, air and water purifiers, etc., at reallywell.com. Well, today we're talking about the COVID pandemic tool. It's amazing how this aligns with the Hegelian dialectic, the format from the philosopher George Frederick Hegel that the elite cabal has used to bring about changes in society and the mindset of the people. So we start with the format of problem, reaction, solution, also called thesis, antithesis, synthesis of the Hegelian dialectic. And we see that COVID-19 itself, which started late 19, but really was introduced to most of the public early 2020, was the problem that they brought to us, and it caused the promotion and propaganda for the masks, the restrictions, lockdowns, and so on, and closings, and the shots later, supposedly for our protection, but it was really all about depopulation and technological control. Depopulation through infertility, which the shots generate, and disability, and ultimately death of millions of people from these injections, and the technological control of embedding these nanotechnologies and other things inside of us to start taking over our bodies and ultimately even our minds, our brain. So Big Pharma is a subsidiary of the conglomerate empire, a portion of that, and it bases its operation on the ancient practice of pharmakia, which is sorcery, especially using poisonous potions, and is a false way of dealing with our health that was adopted by the conglomerate through their various agencies and institutions, and we'll get into that. You can learn more about the conglomerate empire in the ebook I wrote starting in 2006, one of the learning modules at yeswise.com, subtitled Control by Crisis, Deception, and Technology. Well, the germ theory was developed by Louis Pasteur, a faulty theory that thought that germs marauding around the countryside would invade people and then pass from person to person and cause illness. And the elite cabal liked that model because they could utilize it for further manipulation of the public. Whereas the terrain theory, which we'll get into in a moment, was the real theory that we need to understand. Well, the germ theory was based on poisoning the public, the execution of the germ theory, through many phases: Black Plague, Bubonic Plague, Spanish Flu, Polio, Measles, Swine Flu, HIV, AIDS, Lyme Disease, Bird Flu, SARS, MERS, SARS-CoV-2, also known as COVID-19, and all the variants. And now they're talking about Ebola and Marburg and so on. This is all based on the idea of a virus, which is actually, the term means poison, specifically venom poisons, and that's exactly what they have utilized for centuries, venoms from various venomous snakes and snails and other animals that they now have learned to synthesize, and there are actually companies making synthetic venom peptides that are used in many medicines. So they poison us with these venoms, and in the case of viruses, they call it a spike protein. What a virus under a microscope really looks like is actually an exosome, which is a little particle of a cell that the cell uses for cleaning itself. It throws the trash into that trash bag, and it's a process of cleansing when we have an illness. That's the body trying to throw off these poisons. But if we take their injections, we're increasing the level of poisons. If we have to understand the terrain theory from Antoine Béchamp, which brings us to the natural health perspective about how illness develops and how we take care of it, we realize that toxins, stress, acidity, and nutrient deficiency are the real causes of the disease, not little secret viruses or hidden viruses that jump from person to person, and that to get healthy, we have to detoxify, relax the stress, alkalize the body, and utilize good nutrition to support our body's cells, organs, tissues, and functions. Well, these poison injections, vaccines as they're called, are a cocktail of toxic biological, chemical, heavy metal, and technological contaminants. It's a process of poison for profit, and it sets up future pharma business from the effects of it. So since they started the vaccine processes back 100 and some years ago, probably around the time of the Spanish flu in World War I, that started to generate a lot of population reduction, which is what their goal is. Many of these people are eugenicists and have based their theory of overpopulation on the faulty Malthus theory of several hundred years ago, Thomas Malthus, that population would overgrow the ability of the planet to support it. Well, we are a long way from that, but the elite cabal doesn't like so many people, and they come up with these methods of scaring the public, viruses, pandemic, climate change, as reasons for us accepting a reduction of population, even without realizing that that's what they're doing to us. So they inject us with synthetic venom toxins and nanotech graphene oxide, a technological development of carbon to extremely thin and very manipulatable format that can be inserted and cause all kinds of damage in the body, damaged cells, blood clots, organ deterioration, cancer. So between the poison, the toxic venom, and the nanotech graphene oxide, and then altered hydra parasites, which are a synbio, a synthetic biology that they also can program with these nanotech methods, leading to anomalous clots as well as blood clots, these fibrous clots that are causing death and showing up in the autopsies in the embalming of many of the corpses. So we have a gain-of-function process where they have manipulated biological elements, cells, bacteria, etc., to create these false viruses, scare us with them, cause us to take their injections, and through the directed evolution process of using these biologicals, poison us ever more with the injections. Here's some of the things that are in these injections: aborted fetal cells, the mRNA and a lipid coating. That's a very important part of their technology, is liposomal coating of things to protect them from being broken down by our digestive juices and so on. They use polyethylene glycol, PEG, which is also used in radiator fluid, polysorbate 80, a common preservative allergen, which also causes things to be taken across the blood-brain barrier, hydrogel quantum dots with 33 varieties of nanobots, bacteriophages, which are bacteria-like virus-like hybridized with nanobots for their reproductive capability to spread in the body. They use cells from humanized mice genetically modified, cells from plants genetically modified, luciferase bioluminescent enzyme, and also a trade name M. neon green, which comes from a type of jellyfish. Infertility chemicals by United Nations mandate, multi-purpose drug cocktail is what we're dealing with here. Tardigrades are plant compounds or other compounds from nature that help with, in thermal experiments they've done with the fatty lipids, to create a biostasis, something that helps their biological poisons work. Miscellaneous adjuvants like heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, fluoride, which have been in most of the vaccines for a century, titanium, nanoparticles, and they have a hollow space for carrying capacity to carry other elements deep into the body and release them. They can be programmed by frequency and instructions coming, say, through 5G towers and so on to take over the nervous system and the brain ultimately and control the body in those that survive this poisonous abuse. So we need to be aware of this. We need to let everyone else know about it. Many people have been poisoned. There are nutrients that can help to reduce the proliferation of these poisons in the body, but it's a very serious thing and we need to get a handle on it. Stop the injections. They're still promoting them. They're still rolling out propaganda and people are still believing it. Oh, I got to get fully vaccinated, which means like sooner death. And we need to get this all under our control and eliminate the fraudulent modalities of Big Pharma that try to ruin our health and control us. YesWise Insights is presented by Northern Edge Superior Organic Flaxseed. It's the lowest in toxic metals of any flax on the planet, highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid, and it's a great brain food, rich in omega-3 oils and antioxidants, great protein and fiber, and helps with a sharper, calmer mind, less inflammation, and better elimination. You can find that at both reallywell.com and flaxfood.com, our specially milled, vacuum-sealed flax, ready to eat, or you can get the whole seeds for grinding your own. And YesWise Education Service has holistic learning modules, consultations, and seminars. This program, the video archives, and the real world at yeswise.com, the real world on the first Wednesday of the month. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day and be very well, really well.